Israel says it will start talks to free all hostages as cabinet approves Gaza City assault. Proposed Ukraine land concessions are Putin's trap, EU's top diplomat tells BBC. Eric Menendez denied parole. 3 decades after killing his parents, Beijing opposes bully. US for 50-cent tariffs on India, at least 18 killed and dozens injured in separate Colombia attacks. Former Taipium Thaksin acquitted in royal insult case. Anger in Italy over non-consensual photos of women's hair online. Elon Musk and X reach settlement when workers is arrested and taken to hospital after wandering LA streets in underwear. UK backs call for Israel to allow foreign media into Gaza. Texas approves new electoral map favoring Republicans. 3 more species of giraffe than previously thought. Can you spot the difference? Ukrainian held in Italy over Nord Stream gas pipelines blast mystery. French streamer's death not due to trauma, autopsy finds. Appeals court throws out Trump's $500 million civil fraud penalty. Bolsonaro planned to flee to Argentina, Brazil police say. McDonald's Japan postpones toy promotion after Pokemon complaints. Ghanaian music star Shadow Whale detained over Lamborghini purchase. Delta and United sued for selling window seats. Without windows. Bear attack victim was actually killed by sun, Japan police say. Fast food giant Jollibee blames fraudsters for raffle row in Philippines. U.S. Navy sailor convicted of spying for China. Israel approves controversial West Bank settlement project. Denmark scraps book tax to fight reading crisis. ICC deplores new U.S. sanctions on judges and prosecutors. South Korea tells tourists on holiday island Jeju to behave. China's Xi touts unity and development in surprise Tibet visit. The race for the 2 miles a second super weapons that Putin says turn targets to dust. If a Putin-Zelensky summit takes place, where could it be? The 95-year-old POW who wants to return to North Korea to die. There are 3 more species of giraffe than previously thought. But can you spot the difference? Weekly quiz. Why was a Swedish church moved on giant trailers? Watch Frank Caprio's heartwarming moments as judge. Rescued baby gorilla recovers from smuggling ordeal. Watch moments from the Menendez brothers' trial in 1993. Watch Are museums in DC too woke? We ask visitors what they think. Watch J.D. Vance heckled as he meets National Guard in Washington, D.C. Watch the final trip of the church on wheels as it moves to a new home. Watch fire rages at Milan Airport check-in desk. Watch moment debris skyrockets after gas line explosion. Watch moment fireball lights up night sky in Japan. Watch competitors walk slackline 400 meters above Chinese gorge. The danger is not over in Pakistan after flash floods. Watch 2 presidents, 2 very different Oval Office encounters. Watch Zelensky's fabulous suit and other moments from Trump meeting. Gold prices drop as rate cut bets wane in anticipation of Powell's speech. Oil prices set to snap 2-week losing streak as peace in Ukraine remains elusive. Oil prices dip, set for positive week, as Russia-Ukraine peace progress stalls. U.S. Farm Agency plan to close flagship research site threatens critical research. Critics warn Saskatchewan premier to go to China in bid to end canola tariffs. Chile's Boric taps close ally Grau as finance minister after Marcel's surprise exit. Netanyahu says Israel to resume Gaza negotiations to end war and free hostages. Oil rises 1% on stalled Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Strong U.S. demand. Pentagon to buy cobalt for strategic stockpile after 35-year hiatus. Bloomberg. NVIDIA CEO in Taipei to visit TSMC. Says in talks with U.S. over new China chip. Factbox. What issues are likely to be discussed at the U.S.-South Korea summit? Eric Trump plans to visit Japan in September. Bloomberg News reports. Tesla raises price of fastest Cybertruck by $15,000 in U.S.